The Oakland Obama protests included some self-identified members of Occupy. That movement, which began gathering national attention last September, has diminished in terms of outside rallies, but there are still a lot of people challenging economic disparities in their own ways. For example, Bay Area residents gather in San Francisco Monday nights to brainstorm solutions to issues like health care, gentrification, and unemployment. The events are called Occupy Forums. KLW's Fatima Duran sat in one night when the topic was jobs and how to make our work more meaningful.
Did anyone ever ask you this question when you were a kid?
What do you want to be when you grow up?
That's an organizer for Occupy San Francisco, who goes by the name of Magic. But while she's asking the question, she doesn't believe it really matters anymore.
We are just this commodity. We're supposed to work, we're supposed to make money, and we're supposed to buy things, and we're all disposable, and our real nature doesn't really matter.
While Magic thinks that's how things are, she doesn't think that's how it needs to be. And neither did about 80 people who joined her at the Women's Building in San Francisco on a recent Monday night. At an Occupy forum, they explored the topic of work and whether or not our jobs contribute something to society. The event included a lecture by guest speaker and Critical Mass founder Chris Carlson, who drew a contrast between the work that gives us money and that which we find meaningful.
Over the last 10 or 15 years, you see people coming together in projects that take place outside of their paid jobs, which are mostly a waste of time anyway, and they shouldn't bother, but they need to make money, so they go. But when they're not at their dumb jobs, they're actually working very hard, and they're creating alternatives based on their full existence as human beings.
Carlson has a critical viewpoint, and while he and other participants in the forum may feel dissatisfied with the concept of what constitutes work these days, that sentiment is not necessarily universal. A survey conducted in 2011 by the Nielsen Company shows 47% of employees in the U.S. are not satisfied with their work. That's actually better than it was a year earlier. But generally, job satisfaction has been declining over the last quarter century, particularly among older generations, perhaps because the economic downturn has forced them to postpone their retirement. For Carlson, the Occupy movement has given voice to frustrated workers.
I mean, that's finally what most of us here are interested in, is the best life that everybody can have all together on the planet with the least damage to the ecology and the most pleasure for all of us.
After Carlson spoke, there were small group discussions. Magic facilitated a conversation of about 10 people. She asked what kind of profession they would feel happy in if they weren't bound by fears of not having health care or accumulating debt.
We were really trying to see how we could model in public places a sense of a commonality and common purpose in situations that did not have hierarchy, did not have money exchange, and were ecologically sound, fun, creative. So we thought of things like reuse and repair, so that we're not throwing things away, swaps and exchanges of goods, having free education in the commons, shared, like we'd have one laundromat for a neighborhood, we'd have a tool library that's free.
The groups then gathered to address the whole assembly.
So people can move the chairs back to...
Like Magic's group, many suggested lending programs to address the issue of consumerism. Chris Carlson shared other concrete examples.
I've seen it already in the bicycling culture with Critical Mass and DIY bike shops, you know, the whole community gardening movement, biofuels, you know, co-ops, all kinds of efforts that people have been making for quite a long time now over the last 10 or 15 years.
Other people who attended the event said at times the solutions they heard sounded naive. One person said, if everybody did whatever they wanted, it would probably lead to a lot of crappy artwork. That raised a larger question. If everyone had their dream profession, who would do the jobs people didn't want to do? A tough question. But as Magic pointed out, this was just the first Occupy forum on the subject.
What I think was really great about tonight is that for the first time that I've been in a public discussion, there was a sense that nobody was trying to win a point and win over somebody and lecture and be in charge, that there was a real sense of both and. And I agree with what you're saying, and I think that's possible, and that's not mutually exclusive. And to me, that's a brilliant step in the right direction.
With the Occupy movement dissipating over time and protesters displaced repeatedly, this gathering gave a sense of place and community. Those who attended were hopeful about developing their own remedies rather than accepting the prescribed status quo. In San Francisco, I am Fatima Duran for Cross Currents.